So welcome to this week's podcast, this episode, in where we are really talking about a subject which doesn't get talked about a lot, and it can feel quite isolating and it can feel quite confusing. And that's really all around spirit attachment. What happens, what's going on for a person when they're going through something like this? What does it look like on the outside? What does it look like on the inside? And if you've been following along, I have done various videos about the symptoms, the indications, so that you can get a little bit more clear and understanding, and also patterns, so that we can sort of see a consistent way that spirits, when they are connected and attached to us, like clockwork, they follow the same kind of thing. And so that's why this one I wanted to talk a little bit more about spirit releasement. So what is spirit releasement therapy? You might have heard of this. What happens during this kind of session? And what is the benefit for having this kind of session? So I'm going to jump straight in, and we are now going to look at the first part of this question. What really is that session all about? Okay, so spirit releasement therapy. Well, what is it? Well, it's a therapy that really helps a person to understand what's going on for them. I call it like a level of orientation. It helps you to sort of confirm, if you like, what these kind of symptoms, what these kind of issues that we've had. So it's really a session that's going to help a person to understand their experiences, validate them, understand what's led to getting enmeshed, if you like, with a spirit or spirits. It also helps us through, in a very loving way, in sort of look at who these attachments are, so that we can find out why are they attaching to a person? What is their motive? What do they want? Why did this attachment happen? And then from there, we can then move into sort of helping the person, and indeed the spirit, to sort of move on. And it's quite interesting, what this session isn't, is like a banishment. You know, where I must admit, before this experience, I didn't really kind of know too much about it. When I was working with spirits, releasing them to the light, I was doing it very much through the Akashic Records. It was pretty much a distance. I could feel energies. I could help them. But it felt very much that they were outside. Whereas if you've been following along, you would have realised that, you know, I've been quite open and talking about this kind of experience, because that shift felt more that they were more inside. Somehow they were sort of within my aura. They were sort of like feeding off of me. They had a level of intrusion that I just never thought was possible and even realized that that could have happened, because I'd pretty much up until that point, I felt very much in control. So, you know, it was quite a difficult sort of time in my life going through that, but it really served as a purpose in terms of helping me to understand and helping others when they're going through this kind of experience. So what I like about the spirit releasement therapy, it's not what I previously thought is as a banishment. Somebody's got power to release and everything's back to normal, and you wouldn't necessarily know why it was, it's gone. Whereas this is not how it works. Sometimes it can be quite sort of, I would use the word convoluted, in terms of why are they attaching, who are they to us? And I kind of wanted to share a little bit as well about my experience when I tried the hypnosis, because I wanted to see, does this stuff work? I like to sort of see for myself, because once I know it works, then I know it's going to help those of you as well. So this brings us, really kind of leads us into the next bit, what happens during a spirit releasement session. So a number of things is going on during this kind of session. For example, we are using and getting more information from a different part of the mind. And what that looks like is getting ourselves into a meditative, hypnotic state. Because from there, and through personal experience, from there, I felt brave enough for them to really step forward so that I could view them. Not only that, there is that support of spirit guides, and also having the higher self, the bigger me, if you like, that was able to look at it from a different perspective, not from a fear and sort of like a worry, but also looking at it from a different lens so that you can understand what's going on. So something else which is also very helpful, this is, like I said, not about banishment, but actually more of a compassionate way of discussing things and talking sometimes to spirits, because they might not have a physical body, but it's the same emotional and mental body that they had when they were previously alive. And I find this quite interesting. And this is where I'd like to share a couple of experiences, one with myself and one with someone else. So the first one is with someone else, and how when this person came to me around about sort of 2021, we were just coming out of the COVID, and he was in a lot of distress. He sat and basically said, literally blew everything all out, and it was all to do with a lot of psychic attack energies around him, and they were really escalating in where he was living. So at that time, we just had a Reiki session because he was quite sort of overwhelmed with what was going on. And once we had the session, he said that he'll come back. And I said, look, we've got this kind of thing of learning how to connect him with the light, teaches us boundaries and that sort of stuff. And then there was also the Akashic Records. So what he did then was came and did the in-person Reiki course. So from there, he was able to sort of understand energetically that what he was going through was real. Because that's one of the things that he kind of sort of said, you know, am I making this up? You know, I can sense things, I can feel things, I can see things. He was very visual. And a lot of this stuff was quite disturbing. And that's some of the symptoms that I talk about in previous podcasts. But these symptoms are very specific, and the patterns that they use. So anyway, just to sort of move this along, when we had his Akashic record reading, that really sort of opened a lot up for him. And it was really an honour to sort of see, just really from a different lens, what was going on. Now, one of the things with this particular person is that he was part of the third order of the soul. Now, what that looks like is mediumship. But he hadn't quite sort of realised at that point. So in other words, it's a clear channel to hearing spirits. Whereas at that point, he was too busy sort of going with the mind chatter, being overwhelmed, pretty much being told what to do and trying to work through that. And there was no boundaries in it. So what the Reiki Yusui method helped him do was to put boundaries in place. But then understanding that from a soul perspective, that we attract souls that are no longer are here, and they know these kind of souls as well. So that was quite sort of sobering for him. Something else that came out from that was that there was a past life where these souls were still, if you like, part of him. And in that life, and what obviously transpired, what went down for him, he was able to sort of understand and get a different viewpoint, and understanding why in his present life that these souls are still basically attached, and they're kind of niggling him, because this was very much nagging, wanting to communicate and wanting to, information. He was still trying to figure it out. But I just thought how powerful that really was, and how that once we understand, once we get into what's not the symptoms, but really what's behind it, how incredible this is. Now, fast forward when in 2023, where I was able to start looking at this because I had my own experience, and very kindly had a friend who was also a QHHT practitioner, and we both do the Dolores Cannon past life regression. So I thought, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see what happens when we go into this meditative state. And it was really incredible. It was really powerful. Going into this meditative state, the warmth, the protection that's around us. And then we're able to sort of see the spirits, what they are. Now, I was still kind of apprehensive and still working through this, but it was quite interesting that one of the spirits that were attached to me actually transpired that we had a life together. And in that life, it looked like I'd had enough of whatever was going on. I didn't fully quite understand it then, because I could, and this is what's so beautiful about the subconscious, it gives us enough which we can digest, and then we can get some more information that comes along. But it was enough for me to know that we had that life. I hurt him and I took his life, and he was angry. And I couldn't work out why there was so much anger there from him. But when that sort of stepped forward and I was able to see part of what was going on, that just made me realize this is really powerful. This is not banishment. This is helping us to understand from a far deeper lens, if you like, why this all happens. So with this one, later on, I was able to sort of, through the Akashic Records, I feel like I had the courage then to sort of what went down. So I was able to view it honestly, what went down. And then I understood where the anger come from. And if you like a little bit more understanding and a little bit more compassion, the fact that sometimes when we've had a life, or we've hurt somebody, or they've hurt us, that sticks. And when that sticks, we don't necessarily want to go home to the light. So that's when we get stuck. That's when we get enmeshed. And that's quite often where a lot of attachments start, or they attach because they love the person. And if anyone of you, you know that when you have a bereavement, there is a natural process where there is the energy there. And then they step away and just allow us and view us from a distance. But sometimes that enmeshment, or that natural sort of releasement, doesn't happen. So it just got me to understand and got me to realize that there are many reasons why attachments can happen. So this is done in a very protective environment. In other words, this space is very intentional. It holds that light. And I know from my own experience, I was able to understand a little bit more behind the scenes, if you like, why I was having that kind of experience. What was I going to do with that kind of experience? And And I just realized just what a powerful session when we go into that meditative state and we have that intention then to really look, when did this happen? So that subconscious can take you to that time. What was going on for you? What was going on for the spirit? And of course, during the spirit releasement, there is also a time for them that if they're ready, then they can go to the light. Now, I've worked in the Akashic Records. I've seen this before. And even when energies are hanging around the house, sometimes they are just so stuck that they can't get out of it. And this is really beautiful because then when they're ready, they can just go, whether they go to the light or whether they go on to their next experience. And you know what? I've learned to realize and appreciate even more so, that's none of my business as to where they go next, because that's between them and Source. But what it means is that we can hold that space, and as long as the person's in agreement, then they're able to let that go. So as you can see, the spirit releasement therapy is actually a very safe environment. It helps you to look and view things not from our sort of physical life or our 3D experience. And 3D, I just mean this physical life, because sometimes a lot of this stuff kind of feels out of context. It looks like one thing, but then when we look at it from, if you like, the spiritual aspect of ourselves, the deeper part of ourselves, it's coming from a completely different place. So this I found even personally very helpful. And in my last podcast, I was talking about patterns and self-help and what we can do, because really we start now need to change our pattern. For example, I use this illustration because I think we understand if we've had a friend or a family member, or most likely it's going to be in a relationship where somebody's coercive, they're controlling, you know, you've got to sort of, no one can help you get out of that until you're ready. So that means coming to terms with what's going on, where that sort of power is that they have. And it's so deep and it's very interesting, because some of it is just because we love the person. And then there is that point, well, how much are we going to take for that? And I have to admit, that was going on for me, because I've worked in the Akashic Records, I've worked with Source and my work that I do. I love my guides. And you might feel the same. You might love whatever that sort of energy represents. You begin to have that love. So when I heard that voice or that thought, and it turned then into a character that I'm your master and teacher, don't worry about your spirit guides, don't worry about your angel, I'm taking over. I had to look at that and kind of understand from a very deep level, why did that seem okay to me? Because when I look back now, that's not what I understood. That doesn't fit right with me at all now. So it's working through those kind of situations or things that can happen on our spiritual journey, so that we can understand how we behave, and then we won't then, if you like, we have got that discernment, so that's not going to happen to us again. So this is really powerful. This is something that I've tried and I've tested, and something else as well. And that's all to do with the benefits of looking and having this kind of session. Okay, so the benefits of having spirit releasement therapy. That is really to how this kind of session is put together. So it's more about us finding out about ourselves, validating, if you like, this kind of experience, looking at our part, what did we do, how did we invite them in, whether it's on a conscious level. And quite a lot of times I've seen spiritual people really inviting these really powerful beings in, and then it goes really downhill. I've known that. And if you like, that's my kind of story. You sort of allow something in, you kind of have a bit of a reservation, but you go there anyway. So then that sort of puts really the onuses on ourselves in our journey to sort of make sure that it feels right, and that there are ways in which we can sort of not get caught out in that kind of experience. But sometimes we're not sort of aware of this, and we too then can have an understanding of what was going on. What was happening? Was our vibration, our thought process so low that it kind of, if you like, resonated with a spirit? And of course, then we sort of get a level of attachment going. I call them hooks, where there's a little bit of vibrational likeness. And then before you realize it, you're in sort of something that is quite negative, because spirit attachment is always on a low vibration. It is negative. It's not like when you have your spirit guides or angels. They don't attach, they don't need to, and they don't need to drain our energy. In fact, if anything, it's really beautiful, and in stark contrast, is that they uphold our free will. They won't tell us what to do. Now, that's different to channeling, so I just want to be clear on that. But if you're sort of having sort of these kind of not so good experiences, or you're used to channeling or using a pendulum and it all goes skew with, I mean, again, that's something that I experienced, and that's why I had to relook at where the information is coming from. So the benefits really to you and I, and if we're going into something like a spirit releasement therapy, is that we're going to see it from a different lens. It's going to be our truth. We're able to understand the energies. What's their story? And why there was an attachment in the first place. And the real issue and the real thing here, and this is why this is not a banishment and nobody has control over us, is that we need to be ready to let that energy and that spirit go. And if we're not ready, or there's more to find out, or there is more, then it's not going to happen. And I find that really quite beneficial, that no one is sort of in charge of us or in control. So this session is really all about you, your higher self, and your spirit team, your angels and guides, that will help you come to terms really why you're having this experience. And then when you're ready, you can let them go. And that's quite a process. That's why I've mentioned this is sometimes not a quick fix. I mean, there could be an immediate release, which is what I felt. And they felt distant. But I'm going to be honest, I'm still figuring this out. I'm still learning. And during my time, there were entities that had never had a human body. And I'm going to talk about that another time, because I am still kind of in the process of understanding and working that one out. But it's a very powerful session. It really starts the process of kind of undoing what has been done. And that's in our mental state, removing the residue and that negative thought pattern. Because there's a lot of engagement going on, a lot of listening going on, and a lot of compliance. Like I said in the last podcast, we put up with a load of nonsense. I mean, that's something I just wouldn't do now. So there's the progression, and that's what's so beautiful about these sessions. Quite complex spiritual beings. We have got a physical life going on now, but we are so much more. We are beyond what is happening. And sometimes we do enmesh and rub shoulders with those that are no longer here in our physical. And I think one of the biggest things that I've realized with going through this kind of experience, that it's how it looks on the outside. It looks like you're having a mental crisis. It does look like there are real issues, and to some respects it is, but I've really appreciated that sort of going a little bit more behind, if you like, the scenes, and then looking at this from a different lens has helped me to work through. And I must also just remind everybody that this is spirit releasement therapy. It does not take the place of medical help and that sort of assistance. And quite often when someone does reach out and they are in that process with the medical help, that's not for me to intervene into that help and the assistance that they're getting. So this spirit releasement therapy is really a powerful way in which we can just look at things from a different way. And it works in terms of understanding things and our behavior, understanding, which I would just touched on in the last podcast, the difference between a low thought, negative self-talk, where we're in that sort of bit, to when things escalate. It's when they escalate and we go down something deeper, that is where we have to, you know, look at the symptoms of spirit attachment to see, is there a correlation there? And I'm not saying that all is. I'm just saying from these kind of specifics, the signs, the patterns, so that then we can get an inner sense. And I must admit, you know, once I started to realize that this was the source or the root or where it was coming from, what was coming out, then I started to feel better. That's when the voices started to get lower. That's when I realized, okay, so let's just keep going with this. And I totally understand this might to some feel a little bit way out there, but I'm not here to sort of convince anybody. I just want to share this with others, because when you're going through it or you're watching somebody, it's very confusing. And like I said, we don't talk about it. So at least now we have an understanding. If we are going through it, we have our moments where we can just take stock. And that's when the higher self does tell us. I remember there were moments in my darkest where I remember my higher self saying, this is not us. This is not coming from us. But I couldn't get past it because I was sort of in that heavy mind intrusion and chatter, what was going on. So that part of us will always help us out, and we will get a sense of that. So the benefits are really that we can start the process, start changing the way that we behave, responding to these kind of thoughts, kind of understanding what on earth we're in. Because if there is a correlation, there is a similarity, and you've seen that for yourself, then you have the power to start doing this. And that's why I've put this kind of to the test, because I wanted to see, does this stuff work? What if we just go within and ask that part of us, the subconscious, the higher self, you know, can we do this? You know, can you help us? And if that is something you'd like to start, I have just put out a 10-minute Reiki session to stop reoccurring thoughts. So powerful. And it's the kind of, if you like, intentional meditation that I have personally used. So I know this stuff works. And I hope that this is of help and assistance to any of you out there. And if you want to reach out or you've got a comment, then please just let me know. And I know this is a really tough subject. It's not something we're sort of proud to admit. And that's one of the reasons why I'm sharing it, so that we can talk a little bit more about it, so that we don't feel that we're alone. But most importantly, what the structure of the spirit releasement therapy does, it helps you gain your inner power, so that you then grow bigger, and the voices get lower and lower, and we're able to see it for what it really is. So I look forward to speaking to you again, and we'll talk a little bit more about this subject. And until then, take care and bye for now.